This restoration effort has not been easy on anybody. And listening to the public comments, listening to the great people we have working with us in the ad hoc group, it's become pretty obvious to me is we as a species are pretty gifted at falling into our positions and pointing fingers. And as a public servant my entire career, always striving to provide good governance, and good governance means everyone's position is what government needs to own and create solutions by bringing people together. And this isn't a political speech. This is about wolf restoration and people. And I want to say, I hear a lot like ranchers aren't using non-lethals. Not true. We have a lot of really amazing people that ranch that are absolutely working their tails off with non-lethals. Is that everybody? No. But we're also really new into restoration, and I suspect or hypothesize that as those ranchers who are successful in deploying non-lethals share within their communities their success, that we'll see growth in acceptance for non-lethals. I personally struggle because urban people need rural people and rural people need urban people, and this urban-rural divide really, to be frank, sucks from a public servant perspective. I'm just hoping that maybe in all of this, we'll come out of it stronger and in really truly listening to understand one another. I'll say I'm not a rancher. I look to our ranchers who do this on a day-to-day basis to educate me about how they do their operations, what works, what doesn't work, what are the risks, uncertainties. Similarly on the wildlife side. And if we can actually listen to understand, have some empathy and operate within humility, that we will come out of this way stronger than what we went into it for. So I just want to say that because it can be polarizing in these public comments and in the public engagement. And that's not going to help our ranchers, and it's not going to help the wolf restoration in my experience. So again, don't intend to have this sound like a lecture, just to share a lifetime public servant's perspective.
Thank you, Director Davis. I would comment that Proposition 114 had very specific language, and that was crafted in order to be clear and be clearly defined. And part of Prop 114 was that there would be no land use restrictions and that all losses to livestock producers would be covered. So that's how the proposition went forward to the ballot. And once 33-2-105.8 was a statute, that is now what this commission was charged with when we developed the wolf plan. We worked for 3 years to develop that wolf plan. And we have no intention of changing rules in the middle of the road. So we are working within those parameters. Yes, we have adaptive management and we intend to use adaptive management, but we're working within a framework that all of us have been working within in order to make this the most successful. And I feel like we are doing that. I appreciate the criticism and the advice, but I think that we're working within that realm and hopefully we'll continue to do so. Appreciate your comments, Director Davis. Commissioner Haskett.
Thank you, Chairman May. Thank you for your comments, Director Davis. I appreciate that, and Chairman May also. And I will say I am tired of hearing that ranchers don't use non-lethal. You're not the person out there who has to live with this, and non-lethal doesn't work in every circumstance. And it's also very cumbersome and very expensive. We need to work together through all of this and not point fingers. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Haskett.